fastest swimming bird is the Gentoo penguin. In January of 1913, a small group were timed at 10 meters per second, that's 22.3 miles per hour, underwater near the Bay of Isles, South Georgia. This is a respectable flying speed for some birds.
The Penguin Holiday March. By the curious light of the polar moon, the gentlemen polish their chilliest tunes and line up in columns out on the drifts, performing the holiday march. The littler penguins are locked safe away. They won't see their relatives shudder and sway in a ritual older than kippers in oil, off to the iceberg ball. Sing Reginald, Ernest, and Basil. The penguins are on the prowl. Who knows what intentions might lurk in their hearts? They shuffle in unison. Each knows his part. The line draws a sinuous curve on the ice that echoes with off-color jokes. Often the older birds drink too much sherry, and while the companions march and make merry, they stumble and flop into holes in the snow and sleep till the following spring. Whales watch the procession with heavy dismay, that formal phenomena of penguins at play. Put out the worst linen and count all the spoons. Midgets are coming to tea. Sing Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes. The penguins are on the prowl. I know that the spectacle must seem bizarre, penguins insidiously wailing the bars of frigid contentment and holiday cheer, capering under the moon. Still, if you must scoff at this curious sight, don't shiver with dread when you wake in the night to see Uncle Dwight in a topper and tails waddling out into the street. Remember, you laughed at their solemn adventure. The penguins are out on the prowl.
Now let's go to the penguin place so I can show you those creatures. Come along. Now let's go to the penguin place so I can show you those creatures. Now let's go to the penguin place so I can show you those creatures.
There.
Now let's go to
the place where the penguins are. Let's just go inside and look for Stan. Come along. Dan, it's Fred Rogers.
Fred, what a nice surprise. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are things with you?
Oh, keeping busy.
Good. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This
Hi.
Is Stan Searles. Here you have some penguins here.
We have a lot of penguins here. But right now I'm looking at some film of a baby penguin. Would you like to see that?
Sure I would.
These are emperor penguins. They're the large birds in the back.
Yes.
And they're sitting on eggs right now. Although they don't sit on the eggs, they have to hold the eggs
on
their
feet
to keep it off the ice.
Do you know what penguins are? Those black and white birds.
The eggs sit right on the penguins
are?
Right on the
birds. Black and white birds.
You know what penguins are? If it got on the ice, it would just get too cold for the egg and it wouldn't grow right.
Huh.
And then as the egg grows larger and larger, the chick starts to come out. And he has to help himself out of the egg. Slowly pushes
just
his way out.
There to walk very slowly
sometimes.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there to walk very slowly sometimes.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there to walk very slowly sometimes.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there to walk very slowly sometimes.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there to walk very slowly sometimes. See it taking right from the parent's mouth.
Oh, yes.
And they grow very, very quickly.
But does the parent just...
And they have this... Very fine, fine
feathers.
When
but
does
the parent
and
just
as they grow,
stand
they have to get the adult feathers, so they look like an adult
just
penguin. There to walk very slowly sometimes.
Parents. But does the parent just stand
see,
there?
He's so large just now, he doesn't have to stay on his parents' feet.
Uh huh.
And now he's taking a stroll across his neighborhood with his parents and a few of his friends.
That's a cold neighborhood.
Very cold neighborhood.
Oh, that's fun to see them.
Would you like to see some more penguins?
I would.
We have a whole group of them in there just waiting to see you.
Live one.
Oh, yeah.
Come along.
This is moving. Watch your step. There's our penguins.
Oh, my.
Right on the other side of that glass,
waiting
it's all the water
live
and snow.
One.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to see some more penguins?
I would.
We have a whole group of them in there just waiting to see you.
Live one.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to see some more penguins?
I would.
We have a whole group of them in there just waiting to see you.
Live one.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to see some more penguins?
I would.
We have a whole group of them in there just waiting to see you.
Live one.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to see some more penguins?
They swim so well. They look like big fish.
They do. They're excellent swimmers, but they really are birds. They do everything that a bird does. They have feathers. They lay eggs. They just can't fly.
They are curious.
They just can't fly. Swimming underwater, walking on the ice. They just can't fly. Swimming underwater, walking on the ice. They just can't fly. Swimming underwater, walking on the ice. They just can't fly. Swimming underwater, walking on the ice. They just can't fly. Swimming underwater, walking on the ice. They just
can't fly. I love to watch it.
Oh, just jumped right out of water. Didn't even bother to climb. Shoot right out.
Must be very cold in there.
It's cold, although they enjoy it. They love to lay in the snow and ice, just like we like to lay in the sun.
I wonder what it would feel like.
Just like we like to lay in the sun. They love to lay in the snow and ice, just like we like to lay in the sun. They love to lay in the snow and ice, just like we like to lay in the sun. They love to lay in the snow and ice, just like we like to lay in the sun. They love to lay in the snow and ice, just like we like to lay in the sun. They love to lay in the snow and ice, just like we like to lay in the sun.
Where are we here?
Well, this is an area where we wash all our buckets and keep everything clean and nice for the birds. And this is the entrance to the exhibit.
Oh, good.
But before we go in, why don't you take those boots and put them over your shoes? There's a lot of ice and snow in there. And I'll set my pad down. I already have my boots on, you see?
Yeah.
And we need these big parkas to keep warm. We have an extra one here that someone's not using at the moment. We'll put these on and go inside.
Oh, that does feel warm.
It's like getting dressed for wintertime, isn't it? You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go. Well, here we are, Fred. See, we have a snow shower here all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we like to lay in the sun. They love to lay in the snow and ice.
But I
just like
to
lay in the sun. Very talkative in here. See if we can get a couple of them. Well, here's one of them wants to visit with us right here. This is a young penguin. That glass is all the water and snow and ice. And they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice. And they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice. And they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice. And they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice. And they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water.
That's so we can tell them apart. It's almost like a name tag.
I see. So you know each one personally,
every single bird.
Now, some of them are very big. Are they the parents and then the smaller ones the children?
No. Some of these smaller birds are just as old as the big birds. They're just different types of birds and they don't grow as big.
Uh-huh. But they keep in families, do they?
They stay in family groups a lot of the time. And the parents, when the chick first hatches, takes very good care of it. The parents have to stay with the chick all the time. And then as the chick gets older, it moves away from home.
Must take a
just
lot
stands
of work.
There. It'll walk very slowly sometimes.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there. It'll walk very slowly sometimes.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there. It'll walk very slowly sometimes.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there. It'll walk very slowly sometimes.
I just brought the penguins over some clean snow. I bring them fresh snow all the time to make sure they're all nice and clean.
All sorts of things that you do for them here, aren't there?
Yes, lots of things.
Have you always been interested in animals?
Always, ever since I was a little girl.
You had pets when you were a little girl?
I had all sorts of pets when I was small.
Yeah. But no penguins.
Real live penguins. Real live penguins. Real live penguins. Real live penguins. Real live penguins.
real live penguin.
Oh. See you later, Ken.
Would you like to hold one of them?
Sure.
Pick up this little bird, just hold his feet right there. He'll probably talk to you. Talking to you right now?
That I listen to them talk. 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 Would never hatch chickens, would they?
No. Penguins only hatch penguins, just like chickens only hatch chickens. And they're a very special animal, but they will only take care of their
chickens,
own types,
would they? Now, penguins would never hatch chickens, 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 would they? Now, never hatch.
I'll put him down for you.
Feels so soft. Now those are
right now. He'll probably talk to you. They're a little shy. They might walk away a little bit. Get down kind of low. They like it better when you're their size. Just sort of creep towards them. Maybe if you reach your hand out, you can touch one.
Can I touch you? Statues of penguins there. Oh, those look like statues of penguins there. Oh, those look like statues of penguins there. Oh, those look like statues of penguins there. Those look like statues of penguins there. Those look like statues of penguins there. Those look like statues of penguins. They're very shy.
Very, very shy.
And they're the biggest one.
Largest penguin, and they're the shyest. And the penguin that's the most curious is the smallest. In fact, you've got a couple right behind you here.
What a treat. Place where the penguins are. So this must be the place where the penguins are. So this must be the place where the penguins are. So this must be the place where the penguins are.
Come back and visit us again.
So this must be the place where the penguins are.
I must get back to my place.
So this must be the place where the
penguins are. Say goodbye to you, friends.
Yeah. See you birds later.
Bye-bye. I really like it here. Look. Snow shower. Oh!
Thank you, Stan. My, what a wonderful experience.
Older birds drink too much sherry, while the companions march and make merry. They stumble and flop into holes in the snow and sleep till the following spring. Whales watch the procession with heavy dismay, that formal phenomena penguins at play. Put out the worst linen and count all the spoons, midgets are coming to tea. Sing Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes, the penguins are on the prowl. Sing Reginald, Ernest, and Basil, the penguins are on the prowl. The littler penguins are locked safe away, they won't see their relatives shudder and sway. In a ritual older than kippers in oil, off to the iceberg ball. Still, if you must scoff at this curious sight, don't shiver with dread when you wake in the night to see Uncle Dwight in a topper and tails waddling out in the street. Remember, you laughed at their solemn adventure. The penguins are out on the prowl. Sing Reginald, Ernest, and Basil. the penguins are on the prowl. By the curious light of the polar moon, the gentlemen polish their chilliest tunes and line up in columns out on the drifts, performing the holiday march. The littler penguins are locked safe away. They won't see their relatives shudder and sway in a ritual older than kippers in oil off to the iceberg ball. Sing, Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes, the penguins are on the prowl. Sing, Reginald, Ernest, and Basil, the penguins are on the prowl. I know that the spectacle must seem bizarre, penguins insidiously wailing the bars of frigid contentment and holiday cheer, capering under the moon. Still, if you must scoff at this curious sight, don't shiver with dread when you wake in the night to see Uncle Dwight in a topper and tails waddling out in the street. The littler penguins are locked safe away. They won't see their relatives shudder and sway in a ritual older than kippers in oil, off to the iceberg ball. Who knows what intentions might lurk in their hearts? They shuffle in unison, each knows his part. The line draws a sinuous curve on the ice that echoes with off-color jokes. Whales watch the procession with heavy dismay, that formal phenomena, penguins at play. Put out the worst linen and count all the spoons. Midgets are coming to tea. Sing, Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes, the penguins are on the prowl. By the curious light of the polar moon, the gentlemen polish their chilliest tunes and line up in columns out on the drifts, performing the holiday march. Still, if you must scoff at this curious sight, don't shiver with dread when you wake in the night to see Uncle Dwight in a topper and tails waddling out in the street. Often the older birds drink too much sherry whilst their companions march and make merry. They stumble and flop into holes in the snow and sleep till the following spring. Sing, Reginald, Ernest, and Basil, the penguins are on the prowl. Sing, Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes, the penguins are on the prowl. I know that the spectacle must seem bizarre, penguins insidiously wailing the bars of frigid contentment and holiday cheer, capering under the moon. The littler penguins are locked safe away. They won't see their relatives shudder and sway in a ritual older than kippers in oil, off to the iceberg ball. Sing, Reginald, Ernest, and Basil, the penguins are on the prowl. Who knows what intentions might lurk in their hearts? They shuffle in unison, each knows his part. The line draws a sinuous curve on the ice that echoes with off-color jokes. Often the older birds drink too much sherry, and while their companions march and make merry, they stumble and flop into holes in the snow and sleep till the following spring. Whales watch the procession with heavy dismay, that formal phenomena, penguins at play. Put out the worst linen and count all the spoons. The midgets are coming to tea. Whales watch the procession with heavy dismay, that formal phenomena, penguins at play. Put out the worst linen and count all the spoons. Midgets are coming to tea. Whales watch the procession with heavy dismay, that formal phenomena, penguins at play. Put out the worst linen and count all the spoons. Midgets are coming to tea. Sing, Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes. The penguins are on the prowl. I know that the spectacle must seem bizarre. Penguins insidiously wailing the bars of frigid contentment and holiday cheer, capering under the moon. Still, if you must scoff at this curious sight, don't shiver with dread when you wake in the night to see Uncle Dwight in a topper and tails waddling out in the street. Remember, you laughed at their solemn adventure. The penguins are
out. Do you know what penguins are?
Black and white birds.
Black and white birds.
Do
you know what penguins are?
Black and white birds.
Black and white birds.
Do you know what penguins are?
There's black and white birds.
Do you know what penguins are?
There's black and white birds.
By the curious light of the polar moon, the gentlemen polish their chilliest tunes and line up in columns out on the drifts, performing the holiday march.
Do you know what penguins are?
The littler penguins are locked safe away. They won't see their relatives shudder and sway in a ritual older than kippers and oil off to the iceberg ball.
Black and white birds.
Sing Reginald, Ernest, and Bowser. The penguins are on the prowl. Who knows what intentions might lurk in their hearts? They shuffle in unison, each knows his part. The line draws a sinuous curve on the ice that echoes with off-color jumps. Often the older birds drink too much sherry, and while their companions march and make merry, they stumble and flop into holes in the snow and sleep till the following spring. Whales watch the procession with heavy dismay, that formal phenomena penguins at play. Put out the worst linen and count all the spoons. Midgets are coming to tea. Sing Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes. The penguins are on the prowl. I know that the spectacle must seem bizarre, penguins insidiously wailing the bars of frigid contentment and holiday cheer capering under the moon. Still, if you must scoff at this curious sight, don't shiver with dread when you wake in the night to see Uncle Dwight in a topper and tails waddling out in the street. Remember, you laughed at their solemn adventure. The penguins are out on the prowl. Sing Reginald, Ernest, and Basil. The penguins are out on the prowl. Sing Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes. The penguins are out on the prowl. Sing Reginald, Ernest, and Basil. The penguins are out on the prowl. Sing Gregory, Desmond, and Xerxes. The penguins are out on the prowl. I know that the spectacle must seem bizarre, penguins insidiously wailing the bars of frigid contentment and holiday cheer, capering under the moon. By the curious light of the polar moon, the gentlemen polish their chilliest tunes and line up in columns out on the drift, performing the holiday march. Sing Reginald, Ernest, and Basil. The penguins are on the prowl. I know that the spectacle must seem bizarre, penguins insidiously wailing the bars of frigid contentment and holiday cheer, capering under the moon. Remember, you laughed at their solemn adventure. The penguins are out on the prowl. Often the older birds drink too much sherry, and while their companions march and make merry, they stumble and flop into holes in the snow and sleep till the following spring. Whales watch the procession with heavy dismay, that formal phenomena penguins at play. Put out the worst linen and count all the spoons. Penguins are coming to tea.
So I can show you those creatures. Come along. Oh, those look like statues of penguins there. So this must be the place where the penguins are. Let's just go inside and look for Stan. Come along.
Those look like statues of penguins there.
Oh, those look like statues Stan,
it's Fred
of penguins
Rogers.
There.
Stan, what a nice surprise. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Penguins
How are
there.
Things with you?
Oh, like keeping busy.
Good. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This
Hi.
Is Stan Searles. Here you have some penguins here.
We have a lot of penguins here. But right now I'm looking at some film of a baby penguin. Would you like to see that?
Sure I would.
These are emperor penguins. They're the large birds in the back.
Yes.
And they're sitting on eggs right now, although they don't sit on the eggs.
Now let's go to the penguin place so I can show you
to keep it off the ice so the eggs don't get
Now let's go to the penguin place so I can
the egg sits right on the
right on the bird's feet for 2 months.
Show you
never leaves. If it got on the ice, it would just get too cold for the egg and it wouldn't grow right. And then as the egg grows larger and larger, the chick starts to come out. And he has to help himself out of the egg. Slowly pushes his way out, and even the baby penguin will stay on the parent's feet for many, many weeks just to keep warm.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there, it'll walk very slowly.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there, it'll walk very slowly sometimes. The parent will reach down and share some slowly sometimes.
But does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there, it'll walk very slowly sometimes. And they grow very, very quickly.
Just
stands there, it'll walk very slowly sometimes. Very fine, fine feathers when they're young. And as they grow, they have to get the adult feathers. So they look like an adult penguin. And here's a baby with his parents. You can see he's so large now, he doesn't have to stay on his parents' feet.
Uh-huh.
And now he's taking a stroll across his neighborhood with his parents and a few of his friends.
That's a cold neighborhood.
Very cold neighborhood.
Well, that's fun to see them.
Would you like to see some more penguins?
I would.
We have a whole group of them in there just waiting to see you.
Live one.
Oh, yeah.
Come along.
Waiting to see you.
Live one.
Oh, yeah. This is lovely.
Want some more penguins? I would.
We've got a whole group of them in there just waiting to see you.
Live one.
Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice, and they love it in there.
Real live penguins.
Swimming underwater, walking on the ice.
Real live penguins. They swim so well, they look like big fish.
They do. They're excellent swimmers, but they really are birds. They do everything that a bird does. They have feathers, they lay eggs, they just can't fly.
They are curious creatures.
They really do enjoy the people. They will come up to the glass and look at you, and they love people for company.
Look how they just go like this.
Well, they like to exercise and run and play just like we do. They love it in there. Just love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice, and they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice, and they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice, and they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice, and they love it in there. Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice.
Wonder what it would feel like inside there.
Well, we'll put on a jacket and some boots, and how'd you like to go in and visit?
I'd like to.
Okay.
This must be the place where the penguins are.
There's a lot of ice and snow in there. And I'll set my pad down. I already have my boots on, you see?
Yeah.
And we need these big parkas to keep warm. We have an extra one here that someone's not using at the moment. We'll put these on and go inside.
That does feel warm.
It's like getting dressed for winter time. You ready?
Sure. Let's go to the penguin place so I can show you those creatures. Now let's go to the penguin place so I can show you those creatures.
Well, here we are, Fred. See, we have a snow shower in here all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The birds love it.
But I listen to them talk.
Very talkative in here. See if we can get a couple of them. Well, here's one of them wants to visit with us right here. He's just checking you out. He's not really trying to bite you. He's just nibbling on you. You see right here is a bracelet. They wear a bracelet on their flipper. That's so we can tell them apart. It's almost like a name tag.
I see. So you know each one personally.
Every single bird.
Now, some of them are very big. Are they the parents and then the smaller ones the children?
No, Some of these smaller birds are just as old as the big birds. They're just different types of birds, and they don't grow as big.
Uh-huh. But they keep in families, do they?
They stay in family groups a lot of the time, and the parents, when the chick first hatches, takes very good care of it. The parents have to stay with the chick all the time. And then as the chick gets older, it moves away from home.
Must take a lot of work to keep this.
We have a lot of people working in here.
Penguins would never hatch chickens, would they? Now, penguins would never hatch chickens, would they? Now, penguins would never hatch chickens, would they?
Some clean snow.
Nice.
Bring them fresh snow all the time and make sure they're all nice and clean.
All sorts of things that you do for them here, aren't there?
Yes, lots of things.
Have you always been interested in animals?
Always, ever since I was a little girl.
You had pets when you were a little girl?
I had all sorts of pets when I was small.
Yeah. But no penguins.
No penguins.
No penguins.
Virtually not. No penguins. Everything else but.
Yeah. Well, I know you have lots to do, but I'm interested in everything in here. Did you have pets when you were little?
I had dogs and more about that. Lizards. I never had penguins before,
don't we? Well, we know a lot more about that kind of bird than we knew before, don't we? Well, we know a lot more about that kind of bird than we knew before, don't we? Well, we know a lot more about that kind of bird than we knew before, don't we? Well, we know a lot more about that kind of bird.
The deepest diving bird is the emperor penguin.
Of
the Antarctic, we can reach a depth of 250, 65 meters, and remain submerged for up to 18 minutes.
Well, we know a lot more about that.
Gary, Graham, and Kenny, with poems supplied by Philip R. Doucette. This Sunday on Idle Reels, we visit some real live penguins with our neighbor. That's Real Live Penguins this Sunday at 11:30 p.m. on CKDU 97.5 FM.
Real live penguins. Real live penguins. Real live penguins. Real live penguins. Real live penguins.